I wanted to talk a little bit about bad RVers. I have been experiencing a bad RVer all week.
What, you've been like living in your trailer?
No, because if I was, I could get in my trailer and go somewhere else.
Well, there you go. You see, that's the beauty of it.
Yes, that is the beauty of it. Unfortunately, my actual brick and mortar house does not have.
An HOA?
Well, no, it doesn't. Doesn't have wheels though either. So what happened? What's been going on is about a week ago, a fifth wheel pulled up in front of the house across the street, and hasn't moved. And has been they have they unhooked the truck from it, and they got all these blocks, holding up the wheels and all this stuff, trying to level it out. And they've been running because it's been, over 90 degrees here all week, and they've been running a generator all day long. And they also have like an air compressor out there. I'm not sure what they're doing with that, but I mean, these guys are just they're I don't mind. You come by a couple of days in front of your whatever house, hanging out or whatever. That's kind of cool. But, to run your generator and it's a junky looking, if not even a nice looking Airstream, I could, put up with that.
I'm assuming it's an SOB because Airstream made a couple of fifth wheels, but really not very many.
Right. No. This is purely an SOB, and it's got. Like I said, the generator running all day, and it doesn't look very good, and all the neighbors are talking, getting upset about it. So that's, I don't know, that's just bad RVer right there, man. That's all I
Well,
can.
is this like this person visiting the person across the road, or nobody knows who it is?
I guess they're visiting them, because I see them out there, but I don't, and it wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't for the generator. They need to listen to our solar show, right?
Right.
Because it wouldn't be so bad, but still, the neighbors, their cars are all, having to watch out for this big old RV when they're backing out of their driveways and all this kind of stuff. And it's just, I don't know. It's just like it's, a few days is okay, and without the generators, even better. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't think it's.
Well, I thought California was the land of HOAs.
Well, yeah, most of any newer neighborhood, probably newer than mine. In fact, I purposely picked a neighborhood where I could paint my house any color I want, and I can work on my trailer out in the street because I've done
Right.
that several times. Because, yeah, there's a lot of places that you can't paint the house the color you want, or you can't work on your car and your driveway. And we even were in a neighborhood where you had to park in a parking lot and walk down the street to your house.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it's like, yeah, I didn't get involved in any of that kind of stuff. But anyway, I don't know. What do you think? I mean, should they be allowed to stay there as long as they want in the middle of the street and have their generator running at all hours?
Well, I would imagine the whole generator thing. I mean, I certainly understand that it's nauseating as hell because that's certainly happened to me at campgrounds, even during generator hours, which drives me nuts. I don't. But and because they seem to always set these generator hours during dinner hour, which I can't quite understand. But anyway, that's their.